Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Marty Smith Show. We're waiting for the website to come up. But I'd like to finish the second half of the video I played, I think on Friday, by Scott Binsack. We only got through half of that. And I'd like to try to get through as much of the rest as possible. One of the problems moving forward is that it doesn't play like it used to, so let's be honest, it may be being taken down. And since I never closed my original browser, I may have it only in my cache, so I don't want to restart the whole browser and try to find it, because it may not be there. I may only be looking at the only copy, which is on my cache, because I haven't restarted the computer. And even if it shuts down, it comes right back to the same page. But we'll see, you know, it's a lot going on. In addition to just daily ignorance and folks keeping up BS for no good reason. And I've pretty much narrowed it to who we know on the show. And what streets, addresses, and license plates, makes, and models. It's sad, But this is how it is, I guess, when you deal with your own people. I woke up this morning listening to Dominic DePrima's show, Front Page, and it was all about dealing with our own people over some ignorant ass bullshit. Now somebody got done caught a case. It's like Colin Kaepernick. He finally figured out which direction to go. This is the smartest thing he's done. I mean this. I am so proud of him for moving this direction. And I think he can win this because you have all of the Trump statements, the Jerry Joneses, and the obvious collusion, because he's more qualified to start for Green Bay now that Aaron Rodgers has been sidelined for the season than the current quarterback, as well as a whole host of other positions around the league. So, you know, it is what it takes sometimes. But let's try to see if we can get this in. This is way more important than the drama here around me. And since everybody, every badge and every thug and every idiot and every clown posse supporter and everyone that don't support him listens to this show, you will find that public justice is way more swift than what you thought it was.
I'm not. Are we understanding this so far?
Let me back this up. I'm going to back it up a little. I'm not going all the way to the beginning, but I am backing it up. And now I ain't playing it all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. The other thing is that he has another video up on deck that I would like to get to, too, because he's just adding to the mystery that is obviously there. Okay, Blog Talk, maybe one day we'll be on the same page. Maybe, hopefully, one day. The other thing is, if he is successful in demonstrating collusion, he wouldn't be the first one if, in fact, you start looking at other issues, whether it be Terrell Owens, others among the league, for decades. So, case may open up a Pandora's box of cases. And again, we have moved way past the original intent of the protest. And I see nothing but beauty in that, although we still are vigilant about the original protest. The beauty is, bottom line, is Cap has magnified and glorified himself to the extent that his case is taking on greater and greater significance. His cry out is taking on greater and greater significance to the extent that, you know, I got nothing but love for Colin Kaepernick, and we need to get him all of the support he needs to win his case. Because I think if there is a case of collusion, this seems to be obvious to me in his case. Then I had to wonder, and I'm wondering out loud, what if, in the middle of his case, Green Bay calls him up? Does the case get thrown out? What if somebody gives him a tryout and he gets cut? He still don't make the team. I mean, so far he got a tryout. He ain't got an open door. So what if he does get some tryouts, and what if they try to offer him a real opportunity now, and now because of his court case, he refuses it? This could be really, really complicated. This is not going to be a simple he said, he said. Trust me on this. Let's see if we got any action here. No action there. I knew that would happen.
Ben Sack, CEO and founder of MFX, is October 14th. Hopefully, I'm coming in clear to Facebook live stream. We had a problem on the first one, and Facebook's been censoring my videos, even on the replay in our private group. I need to announce that our main group website.
I'm in the share price movement of two gun manufacturers,
American Outdoor Brands and Sturm Ruger. We just invested in.
And the share price movement, here it is.
We have is our own live stream. It's not from live stream TV, the original. It is exclusive live stream. Loud and clear, people tell me. Share price movement of MGM, which owns Mandalay Bay. We will also examine additional finance.
Folks, we're going to stop this and start all over again. So don't go too far, and we're going to correct this problem. I'll be back in no less than hopefully 15 minutes to 10, maybe even quicker.
Seconds.